It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll get the latest in the Senate confirmation hearings for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees.
First, this afternoon, President Obama gave his final news conference to members of the White House press corps before he hands the reins over to his successor.
In his final meeting with the press, he answered questions about commuting Chelsea Manning's prison sentence after she leaked sensitive documents to WikiLeaks, U.S. sanctions against Russia, and fielded questions about the peaceful transition from his administration to Trump's, and a lot more.
Lily Gorin joins us now. She's a professor of politics and global studies at Carroll University. Lily, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on again today.
Well, what was your sense about this final press conference of President Obama's?
Well, you know, I think there was some symbolism to it because some of the discussion about moving the White House press corps outside of the White House itself. And I think that it was also, you know, a discussion of what's been going on, what the president's been doing in his last couple of days in office in terms of pardons. This is always where you have, you know, a number of pardons often. And just, you know, a sort of, I guess, a kind of a swan song.
And one of the top stories from this press conference today was clemency granted to Chelsea Manning. What did he say about that?
Well, he had said that Chelsea Manning had served tough time and had essentially paid for the crime that she had committed with regard to giving the documents, the security documents over to WikiLeaks, and thus didn't pardon Manning, but commuted the sentence.
And did he address the concern that the clemency would, if not encourage, at least maybe make it a little less daunting for others who wanted to, were thinking about leaking documents of some sort?
I guess that remains to be seen. And there was a discussion about whether or not this was a sort of indication of an opening for you know, for Julian Assange to be sent back to the United States or sent to the United States. I don't know. And Obama kind of dismissed that. And so he said that that wasn't a consideration in his decision.
And the president also addressed the peaceful transition of power and his conversations with President-elect Donald Trump. And here's what he had to say.
I have offered my best advice, counsel, about certain issues, both foreign and domestic, and you know, my working assumption is that having won an election opposed to a number of my initiatives and certain aspects of my vision for where the country needs to go, it is appropriate for him to go forward with his vision and his values.
Aside from that, did the president give any other sense of what the tenor was like between himself and Donald Trump, two administrations, one coming in, one outgoing, that there has been some friction between?
Yeah, I mean, Trump has tweeted about friction, and then he's rolled back those tweets. And you know, in terms of the Obama administration leaving office, they have, you know, sent over lots of briefing books and lots of information. But Trump himself has appointed very few people thus far to positions that need Senate confirmation. So, you know, you have the entire civil service that is non-presidential appointee that will just continue on. But Trump has only nominated, I think, 28 people as of today to fill close to 700 positions. And so the Obama administration has, you know, tried to do their best, as I understand it, like previous administrations, George W. Bush when he was leaving office, Bill Clinton when he was leaving office, the first President Bush when he was leaving office, in terms of providing information and briefings and accessibility to, you know, sort of, this is the job that you're going to have. But there are a lot of people who we don't know who's going to be in those jobs at this point.
Lily Gorin is with us right now. She's a professor of politics and global studies at Carroll University, talking about President Obama's final news conference as president. And Lily, the president also indicated that he may be a civilian when he leaves the White House, but in some senses, he may not be silent. On some issues, he might speak up. What did he say about that?
I mean, he said that if there are questions that he particularly thought were about equality, I think, that he would not necessarily keep his mouth completely closed. You know, previous presidents oftentimes give the next president space when they first come into office. And George W. Bush has been particularly quiet during his post-presidential period. But presidents are not always quiet, and they do, you know, continue often to work in politics or policy in lots of ways, as we've seen. Jimmy Carter has spent his post-presidency doing work with Habitat for Humanity, and George H.W. Bush has done a lot of kind of fundraising for disasters in a variety of places. Bill Clinton has the Clinton Foundation. And George W. Bush has done a lot of work on behalf of veterans. He's just done it quite quietly.
And the president was more blunt in that regard when talking about what he might do, what action he might take if the Trump administration decided to try to deport Dreamers. And here's a bit of that.
They are our kids' friends and their classmates, and are now entering into community colleges or, in some cases, serving in our military. The notion that we would just arbitrarily or because of politics punish those kids when they didn't do anything wrong themselves, I think would be something that would merit me speaking out. It doesn't mean that I would get on the ballot anywhere.
Immigration, of course, remaining a hot button and an unresolved issue. Lily, can you tell us about the Dreamers that he's talking about there?
Yeah, the Dream Act was something that's been proposed, and that through an executive order with regard to the current immigration law, that the individuals who had come here when they were young, when they were children, and thus didn't come on their own volition, but have, you know, are in the United States illegally, as it were, but have gone through school here, and are many of whom have now been serving in the military or trying to go to college, that they not be the top priority for deportation.
And finally, Lily, as we wrap up, the president indicated that there's still some things that he's worried about. I don't know if they keep him up at night, but there's their concerns. And one of these is the health of democracy.
You don't want to have an America in which a very small sliver of people are doing really well, and everybody else is fighting for scraps, as I said last week. Because that's oftentimes when racial divisions get magnified, because people think, well, the only way I'm going to get ahead is if I make sure somebody else gets less, somebody who doesn't look like me or doesn't worship in the same place I do. That's not a good recipe for our democracy. I worry about, as I said in response to a previous question, making sure that the basic machinery of our democracy works better. We are the only country in the advanced world that makes it harder to vote rather than easier.
The president, they're getting it at voting rights, getting at democracy. He touched on this in a televised address last week as well. Lily, what does it mean as we wrap up that the president is keeping the spotlight on democracy and how to keep it healthy as he leaves with his final press conference?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of discussion with regard to access to the ballot. And as the president said, it's become, in fact, slightly more difficult to vote in a lot of states. And so he talked about this actually in 2012 when he won re-election. And so I don't know that this is a new issue. And he's talked about, you know, sort of working in on this area as he moves into his private life as a citizen.
Lily, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
That was Lily Gorin, professor of politics and global studies at Carroll University. She joined us to talk about President Obama's final news conference as president.